Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? Oh, now somebody wants to call me. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can listen to the radio show and listen to the activities I'm putting down for my listening audience. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, the moon is out because the sun has gone down for the day. But the moon is out. The sky is black and beautiful. Plenty of stars in the sky. And it's a beautiful day. It's not windy. It's not cool. It's a beautiful nighttime God. And I'm so happy to be here in Las Vegas because it's beautiful at night in the desert. Because that's where Las Vegas is. We're in the desert in the middle of Nevada. And we are in the desert and it's a beautiful night. We are in the middle of the winter time. So this is 12th of January. So it's just getting into really the winter time in Las Vegas. But it's a beautiful day. But the virus is still here, so we're compounding the medication to stop the virus. We're getting shots all over the city. And all of the long-term care facilities are getting shot. And anybody 65 years and older, they're giving them their shots right away. It's long-term facility, long-term care is the first ones to get their shots because the virus has attacked the elderly people, and the elderly people have died first. So the first responders, all the nurses and the doctors, the ambulance drivers, and the EMTs are the first ones to get the shot. And I think the police department and the fire department is still part of the first responder club. So they're all getting their shots first. And then they're going into the long-term care facility. And they're giving the senior citizens their shot because their body, their resistance isn't denying the virus from taking over. So they're going into the long-term facility and giving the seniors their shot. And then it's going to pass on to regular people on the street that have businesses on the street, and they'll go down the line from there, probably go to school teachers, and then they'll go to students in school. So that's the way the vaccination is being passed, at least in Nevada. That's how it's going down. So that's the way it is. The virus is still in full effect in all of the states in the United States. And I think it's still in all of the countries around the world. So the virus is still taking hold and killing people. We have a total of 400,071,000 people have died because of that virus. And that's just in the United States. They've had more people die in 7 months from the virus than have died in 5 years because of the flu. So that lets you know how serious this virus is. And if we don't get it stopped, more people are going to die. And the president doesn't even care. He said he got beat in the election, that they stole the election from him. So he started a riot at the White House. And now they're trying to get him out of there because they say he isn't fit to be the president. Well, I already knew he wasn't fit to be president a long time ago. So now they're finally deciding that they're going to try to impeach him for the second time. And this time, the Republicans are going to go along with the impeachment process. Last time, the Republicans didn't buy in. They were backing Trump since he's a Republican. They backed him all the way, and the impeachment process didn't take place. The House of Representatives impeached him, and they took it and voted on it, and then they took it to the Senate, but the Senate was mostly Republican, and they didn't want to vote against their Republican president. So that's what happened. But now Trump says that they stole the election from him, that he should have been the next president. And he started a riot that went into D.C., and they were climbing into the Capitol building, and they were busting windows, and 5 people died, including a female woman soldier died. So now they decided that they got to take serious action to get rid of the president. And it's about time. So that's what's going on in the news all over the country. That's what's on the news. So when you watch the news, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about how they can get rid of the president. President Trump, they're trying to get rid of him because he thought he was a dictator. And he was running around with the Chinese dictator and with the Russian dictator, and he thought he was above the law. So now they're working on how to get him out because he has nerve to think that he's going to run for president again in 2024. Now, isn't that something crazy to think about? He got impeached, but they didn't get him the first time, because his Republican partners didn't vote for him to be impeached. But this time around, after he did the riot in the White House in Washington, D.C., in the United States Capitol, well, they're going to get rid of him now, because they're saying he's lost his mind, that he's tripping. And they want to get him out of the White House. Because, see, he has access to all the military codes for all the bombs that they have stationed all over the world. And all he has to do is push a couple of buttons, and we'll have countries blowing up everywhere. So they trying to get rid of him now because they don't think he's mentally capable of running for president or being the president any longer. And I don't think he deserves to be the president any longer. As I used to tell you, I was running for president against Donald Trump, but I backed out when they got Kamala Harris to run. But she's an AKA. That's my sorority sister. I'm Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, and she's Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. But she's not my sister. But my mama was an AKA, so she was my mama's sister. So I got love for her. So I want her to do really well. And now she's the first black female vice president in the history of the United States. We already had our first black president, Obama. Yeah, but he had a white boy as the vice president. Now the white boy is running for president, and he has a black female to be his vice president. So that's good, because after this term, I think he's going to bow out, and I think she's going to run for president next term in 2024. But that's what Donald Trump says. He's going to run again for 2024. Because, you know, being president, you only could run for two terms. So he's only run one term this time. So the next time he thinks he's going to run and he's going to be the second term president. But I don't think so. I think they're going to get rid of his butt. So that's what I think. But don't take my word for it. Just watch the news and you'll watch and see what happens to Donald Trump. Because in 2020, January 20th, they're going to get rid of him and they're going to swear in the new president of the United States, Joe Biden. And Kamala Harris is going to be the new president and the new vice president. So that's in 8 days. But they're trying to get rid of Trump now. So they got to move it, because he might do some other stupid shit. He got his people all fired up, and they're starting some shit in a whole bunch of capitals across America. Every state is having problems, state capital of each state. So they need to do something with Trump quick, fast, and in a hurry. And then they need to get on the radio and on TV and tell everybody to calm down, because they got all these people all fired up because they're thinking that Trump got the election stolen from him. But actually, he just lost. Everybody around the United States voted, and they came out big time and voted. More people voted for this presidential election than anybody has voted in all of the years that we've been voting for president. So now they're saying that the president, they stole the election from Trump. But you know, Trump shut down a lot of the post office. He shut down a lot of the drop boxes for you to drop your mail-in votes in. So he wasn't really trying to have everybody vote. And he took all the post offices out of the black community so black people couldn't vote for him. Oh, yeah, he really tripped. So it's good that he lost, because he had lost his mom. So anyway, that's just my opinion. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. All right, let's talk NFL football. We got the second round of the playoffs. we have the second round of the playoffs this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So we got six more games, and then we'll have a set of winners that will go and play in the AFC Championship and the NFC Championship game. So let's see who's playing this weekend. DJ, Papa D, do you have a list of the games scheduled for this weekend?
I do. There are four games scheduled for this weekend, two on Saturday and two on Sunday.
Okay, that's all? Just four games? Okay, I guess that's right.
Just four games. That's right.
Okay.
And the first game on Saturday, well, what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about Super Bowl prospects, or do you just want to talk about who's playing each other this weekend?
Well, let's talk about all the teams that won that are still eligible to play in the Super Bowl. So six teams won last weekend. So
right.
Let's
plus the two teams that had byes, that makes eight teams that are eligible. Still, any of these eight teams can still win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And the AFC.
Okay.
In the AFC,
okay,
you have the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Browns. So Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, and Cleveland. In the NFC,
Wait a minute. You said four teams, but it should be three and two. It should be five teams in the NFC and five teams in the AFC. So one team didn't play,
no,
but three teams played and won. Six teams played and won. So that's three plus the team that didn't play. That's four. Okay, so that's four AFC teams, and then it should be four NFC teams.
Right. So in the NFC, the four teams are the LA Rams, the Green Bay Packers,
yeah, right,
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the New Orleans Saints.
Okay, that's NFC.
Right,
okay.
So those are the eight teams that are still competing
for championship. You just said four teams. What are the eight teams? Say the eight teams again. Because you only said four teams that time. You said three teams
and the
Packers. That's four. So what other teams?
Okay. So there's four teams left in the NFC, and there are four teams left in the AFC. In the NFC, the L.A. Rams, Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the New Orleans Saints. In the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, the Cleveland Browns, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
So that means they have four teams, well, eight teams. So they got four games to play. And
no.
Then the four
no.
games
There's...
play in
no.
two.
No. So there are eight teams left, and that means there are four games this weekend.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Right. So, eight games, So that means they have four winners out of the eight games. And
there's four games, and there will be four winners. Yes, they're not eight games. There's eight teams, but there's only four games.
Four games.
Right. Eight teams, four games.
Somehow that's not right. Wait a minute. We have three games.
Each game has two teams.
Wait a minute. They had two NFC games on Saturday and one AFC game. And then on Sunday, they had two AFC games and one NFC game. So that's three teams that are playing for the NFC and three games for the AFC. And then they have the bye, the two byes. So that's three.
One more team for the NFC, which makes four, and one more team for the AFC. The Chiefs didn't play. They had a bye for the AFC, and the Green Bay Packers had a bye for the NFC. So the three winners plus the one team that had a bye is four teams. Four teams left in the NFC, which means that's two games in the NFC this weekend. And of the four teams left in the AFC, there's two games this weekend in the AFC. Two games in the NFC plus two games in the AFC is four games total this weekend. Eight teams, but four games.
Let's see. On Saturday, it was one NFC game and two AFC games. So that's one NFC game. And then on Sunday, it was two NFC games and one AFC game. Okay, that's three and three. Okay, all right. And then they had the one bye for the champions, in Kansas City for the AFC and Green Bay for the NFC. Okay, so that's four and four. Right, okay, that's the 18 that is still yet to play. All right, so this weekend, now we got those eight teams of playing. So what do the games look like this weekend?
L.A. Rams are playing the Green Bay Packers. On Saturday, L.A. Rams are playing the Green Bay Packers, and the Baltimore Ravens playing the Buffalo Bills. On Sunday, the Cleveland Browns play the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the New Orleans Saints.
Okay, now, on Saturday, you said the Rams are playing the Green Bay Packers. Is that AFC
right,
or NFC? What is it? AFC
Rams are
or NFC?
They're in the NFC.
The NFC. Okay, so that's two games, two teams from the NFC. And what are the other two teams from the NFC?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans Saints. Okay. So two of the teams are going to play on Saturday, and the other two teams are going to play on Sunday. Okay. And then the AFC, who's playing in the AFC? Kansas City is playing who?
So on Saturday, the Baltimore Ravens are playing the Buffalo Bills. And on Sunday, the Cleveland Browns are playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. All right. Let me think about that for a second. We got Green Bay playing the Rams. Well, I kind of had an epiphany and I'm thinking that the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl because this is L.A.'s year. The Dodgers won the World Series, and then the Lakers won the NBA championship. So L.A. won two championships in two sports, and the only other sport now, major sport, is the football, the NFL. And the only L.A. team that's in it in the NFL is the Los Angeles Rams. So I'm betting on the Rams to win the Super Bowl. But they got a tough road to climb. They got to beat the Green Bay Packers, who have been sitting and waiting for their chance to play. So they took 2 weeks off, and now they'll play this weekend. And that should be interesting. That should be a wild card game that should really be good. But I'm hoping that the Rams win, and then the Rams can go and play the other NFC team, and that'll be the winner between the Saints and the Tampa Bay. So I'm hoping that the Rams can beat, well, they'll have to play the Saints. As I'm thinking, the Saints are going to beat Tampa Bay. So Tom Brady has played his last game this weekend. He will go down in defeat this weekend. And the Saints, Drew Brees, and the boys from New Orleans are going to win the Super Bowl, are going to win the other game, so they'll go to the NFC Championship game. And let's see. And then we got the AFC game is the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Cleveland Browns. And I'm kind of thinking Kansas City's going to go to the AFC Championship game. But I like Cleveland a lot, and I'd like Cleveland to beat Kansas City, but I don't think that'll happen. I think Kansas City is going to end up in the AFC Championship game. So that will eliminate the Cleveland Browns. And then I really like the Buffalo Bills, but they're playing the Baltimore Ravens. And I really like Buffalo, so I wanted to see Buffalo playing Kansas City for the AFC Championship game. And then I guess I was expecting to see the Saints play the Rams in the NFC Championship game. And then the Rams would go to the Super Bowl. They would beat the Saints. And I think the Buffalo Bills would beat Kansas City. And they would go to the Super Bowl. So that's my wishes, but I don't know if it's going to happen like that. Let me think about who's actually playing. Okay, the Rams are playing Green Bay. Green Bay had the second best record in the NFL. Kansas City had the first best record in the NFL. So if anybody should be playing in the Super Bowl, it should be Kansas City playing the Green Bay Packers, because they both had the best team, best record in the NFL. But I kind of like Buffalo, because Buffalo really played well this year. and they really stepped up. I kind of like Cleveland, but Cleveland won't win because they're playing Kansas City. So they won't win. I like them. They did well this year. Hopefully next year they'll be back and they'll make the playoffs again. But I don't think they'll make it to the Super Bowl this time. And I like the Saints, but I kind of want the Rams to beat the Saints to go to the Super Bowl. So that's Kansas City and Buffalo and the Saints and the Raiders. I like Baltimore. The Ravens look good. They played really good. They won their last six games in a row, and they played really well. But I don't know if Baltimore can beat, who are they playing? Baltimore's playing Buffalo. Right? Yeah. Baltimore's playing
right.
Buffalo. So I kind of want Buffalo to win. So, and Tampa Bay played really good. Tom Brady was on a new team this year because he got traded from the New England Patriots last year to play with Tampa Bay this year. And he got his team together. They're finally recognizing all the weapons that they have on Tampa Bay. So they got all these receivers, and they got the two running backs, and then they got Tom Brady. So their offense is real strong, and their defense is strong. So Tom Brady is on a good team. So that's still to be determined. Who is Tampa Bay playing? They're playing who are they playing? Baltimore?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, they're playing the Saints. Yeah, see, and I want the Saints to go ahead. I don't want Tom Brady to go on to the NFC championship game. So I want the Saints to win. And then they'll play the L.A. Rams. And the Rams are going to play Green Bay. And that's going to be a tough game because Aaron Rodgers is a seasoned veteran. He's been to the Super Bowl like eight times, but he didn't win but twice. So he really needs to go and prove himself with a Super Bowl win. But I don't want Green Bay to even make it to the Super Bowl. I want the Rams to win and go on to play in the Super Bowl. So Kansas City, I said Kansas City and the Saints and the Rams and Buffalo was the four teams that I thought were going to go end up, one of those four teams will end up in the Super Bowl. So now let me sit up here and decide on who's going to win this weekend. I think Kansas City will beat Cleveland. And I think the Saints will beat Tampa Bay. And I think Buffalo will beat Baltimore, and I think L.A. will beat the Packers. So that's what I'm betting for this weekend. This is a real difficult bet, people. I'm not sure if the Packers will fall to the Rams, but the Rams have a good team all around. Their offense is good and their defense is good. They got a good quarterback and they got a healthy offensive line. And their defensive line is healthy. So they're in good shape to go against Green Bay. I don't think Green Bay has any injuries on their team. So I think they're in good shape. They had a week to rest. So we'll see what happens with Green Bay and the Rams. Okay. Buffalo, I think, is going to beat Baltimore. And Buffalo has an all-around team. Their team is stacked. But so is Baltimore. Baltimore's team, their quarterback was just the MVP of the NFL. So he's ready to play, and he played really well this weekend when they beat the Tennessee Titans. So I just like Buffalo. It's been a long time since Buffalo went to the series because O.J. was on the team the last time they won the Super Bowl. So O.J. hasn't been playing football in like 25 years. But O.J. was on the Buffalo Bills when they went to and won the Super Bowl. So think about that, people. When the last time Buffalo was that tough, O.J. Simpson was their star running back. Okay, so Buffalo has a full squad this time, and they haven't been to the playoffs in 25 years. So they're ready. I think they can win. So the Rams will beat Green Bay. That's going to be a tough game. I hope the Rams win. Wow, Green Bay is going to really be good. So that's going to be a tough game. I want the Rams to win because I want L.A. to have an all championship year. Because the Dodgers won, and then the Lakers won. So now the Rams need to win for them to have three sports to win the championship in L.A. But I don't know. They're playing Green Bay. That's kind of going to be a tough game. And Kansas City's playing Cleveland, and I don't think Cleveland's ready to play Kansas City. So I don't think they'll have the talent and the squad to play against Kansas City. Kansas City is the defending world champion. They won last year. So playing back-to-back in the Super Bowl is what they're anticipating. They really want to go and play back-to-back in the Super Bowl. So Cleveland, I don't think will have a chance. I'm happy for Cleveland that they made it that far, but I don't think they have a chance. And the Saints playing Tampa Bay, I think the Saints have beat Tampa Bay. So Tom Brady has gone as far as he's going to go this year. I'm really impressed with how he got Tampa Bay together. And they played well. They only had 10 wins for the season. they didn't show out too bad, and they ended up having to play the Washington team, which only had 6-7 wins, so that wasn't really a big team that he had to play against. So it didn't really show any talent on his team to beat Washington. So Tampa Bay is good, but they're playing the Saints. And the Saints are really good. So I don't know. The Saints, well, I don't want Tampa Bay to win. Tom Brady's gone to the Super Bowl enough times. He's won 6 Super Bowls by himself. So I don't want him to go to the Super Bowl. So I want the Saints to play in the championship game. And I want Buffalo to play against the Saints. So Kansas City, Buffalo, the Saints, and the Rams. That's the four teams that I'll pick to go to the championship game, and then they'll play for the Super Bowl.
All right.
Yep, that's the way I think. Wow, that's going to be an interesting weekend this week. I'm going to watch my TV all weekend and see who ends up playing in the NFC Championship game and the AFC Championship, to see who qualifies for the Super Bowl. So I'm saying the Saints and the Rams and Kansas City and Buffalo. Those four teams, they end up in the NFC and the AFC championship game. And then from there, I don't know who's going to go to the Super Bowl. It should be a good 2-game match, though. Actually, these last 4 games should really be good. But anyway, okay, that's my prediction for the playoffs to end the playoffs for the NFL. For season 2021, that's my predictions and how the season is going to end. So we'll wait and see who goes to the NFC Championship game and who goes to the AFC Championship game and who qualifies to go to the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that next week and see who goes to the Super Bowl. And maybe I can pick a winner in the Super Bowl if I can figure out who's going to make it to the Super Bowl that I'm excited about. So we'll just have to wait and see what presents itself. Okay. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been asleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. And I would ride my motorcycle over to her house. I had a Yamaha 100, so it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 sign is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to entertain my audience with a story that I relayed to my brother. And he'll play it for you. And then we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Comes back, and Chris has gone out to work, so he's sitting in the room waiting for her to come back, and she's taking a long time. I don't know what's taking her so long. So I'm sitting in the room, and somebody comes to the room and tells us that the police got Chris out in the parking lot, and I look out the door. And it's the undercover narcs. They got Chris hemmed up in the parking lot. And I figured that that was going to happen because Chris is the only white girl working Fremont Street. She's the only one. And everybody else, all the hookers on Fremont, are all black girls. So now they've ID'd this white girl, and they spotted her. And then they catch her when she's walking back into the motel because she's trying to get back to the room, and they stop her. And they question her, and they got her on the car. And the Mexican dude comes to my door and says, "Hey, man, they got your girl outside." And I look outside, and she's on the hood of the car. And I just look at her, and I just shrug my shoulders like, "What do you want me to do? I can't do nothing for you. I can't help you because I know I got her ID in the room with me, but I can't walk over there and give her her ID because they're going to be like, well, are you working with her? Are you with her? Because she's out turning tricks. So are you her pimp or what?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not going out there." So I just look at her, and I go back in the room, and I start flushing all the dope. And I'm breaking up all the pipes, and I'm flushing them down the toilet. And I got all the food in the microwave, and I got the drinks in the refrigerator, so I'm cool with that. And I'm just sitting. And the Mexican dude pulls up, and he's waiting in the room for her. And I come in, and I tell him, I said, "Man, I don't think she's going to come because they got her hemmed up outside." So he walks out, and he looks, and he sees her, and he gets in his car, and he drives right by her. And she watches him while he drives out. So she's upset because she's missing out on the money. And I'm going, "Man, oh, shit, I got to clean up the room in case the police come down here." Because I don't know if she's going to come down to the room and say, "Well, this is the room I'm staying in," and then they're going to start searching the room. So I don't know what's happening. So I'm getting rid of all the dope, all of the paraphernalia, everything. I'm getting rid of everything. And they call the paddy wagon in, and I look outside, and I see the white van pull in the parking lot. And I know that paddy wagon because I've been in it two or three times. I know she's getting ready to go to jail. So I can't even say goodbye to her or nothing. I'm just like, "Okay, see ya." And I go back in the room, and I've already paid for the rest of that night. So I'm in there, and I'm eating food, and I'm drinking the alcohol. And I don't have no more dope because I flushed all the dope and everything. So I'm just eating the food and trying to get rid of the rest of the food. And I'm drinking the beer and I'm drinking my gin and I'm drinking the brandy. And I'm just drinking the rest of the night. I'm staying in there and I'm just drinking. And the next day I get up. I look around the room, and I'm like, "Okay, everything is cool. I got her purse still. I go in the drawer, and I pull out about $200 that we had stashed in the drawer. And I go, "Okay, well, I guess it's time for me to leave." I had to go back to my other end of Las Vegas. I went back to Northtown, and I went back to my camp, and that's the end of this story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytime with gmoney.com.
I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lights in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin, and their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock, and the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill, that's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. or I'm a G-Money, the pimp camera. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Are you enjoying today's radio show? Because it's really interesting, and we had some really good stories. And it's been exciting for me to put this show on for you. I'm really having a good time in the studio. And, you know, when we were doing the football pick, I forgot today is only Tuesday. So I really don't pick the team until Thursday. So I got ahead of myself just a little bit. But I gave you my picks on who I thought was going to win on Thursday anyway. But I'm ahead of myself because I realized today is just Tuesday. So I'm not even supposed to tell you all of that information that I gave you. I mean, I was supposed to talk about the football standings, but I wasn't supposed to pick a winner until Thursday. So I'm a little ahead of myself. But anyway, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, and we're going to give them a chance to win $50 because they're listening to the radio show, I'm sure, and they are excited about the show. And I think they're ready to win $50. It'll be the first $50 win for the year 2021. So it'll be a good chance for them to earn $50 to start their year off right. So all they have to do is call in and be caller number 50. That's right. All they have to do is call in and be caller number 15. And if they're caller number 15 and they call in and they don't have to answer no questions or nothing, they just have to be the 15th caller to call in. And they can win $50. I have it right here in my hand. And I have it to give to them. So all they have to do is just call in and be the 15th caller to call in and claim the money. So until then, we're going to give you 5 minutes to call in and get through to the radio show and claim your prize. But until then, DJ Papa D, I want you to play my song Candy, because I'm really excited about the candy that I'm giving away for people to enjoy. So play Candy for me, and we'll be back in 5 minutes to see what person, what fan club member has been the 15th caller, and see if they won the money. Okay. We'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, oh, one girl waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no. We're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a candy.
And he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked. And I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a candy.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said, the ones with the knot in their neck are not women.
It's a candy.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was, like, checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them and they're nuts. And if you get a handful of dick, you know it's a man. But you might just pop. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic.
You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me 6 tacos? Well, they charged me for 6, because it should have been 5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? soda was like $2.19, and I got French fries and I got a drink, right? $5 and $2.19 is $7.19. So they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos, Dexter. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Well, it's time for me to check in to see if I had a fan club member call in and claim the $50 prize that I had for the 15th caller. And I talked to my studio engineer, and he told me we didn't have a caller to call in to be number 15. So again, we don't give away the money. Well, I got to wait till Thursday then to see if I can get a fan club member to call in and claim the $50 prize. Oh, well, I'm holding it, and they're not calling in claiming the money. They must not need money very much. They're not calling in to claim the money. So I'll just keep holding on to it then. I don't have to give it away. You know, I like holding $50 in my pocket. Yes, I like having the money on me. It makes me feel like a big man. Because I'm G-Money, so of course I got the money. But, okay, well, we didn't get a winner from the fan club. I don't know what's going on. I guess I need to holler at my fan club members and get them to activate something so that they can call in and start claiming some money. But anyway, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. And it's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? Well, I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow my radio show and listen to the activities that I'm talking about. And I want to thank DJ Papa D, because he's my studio engineer, and he's the one responsible for helping me out with the NFL picks and playing the fan club stories and playing my stories and the fan club puzzles and games, and playing the music for your listening pleasure. So thank you, DJ Papa D. You've been a real big help. All right. Well, I guess it's time for me to say good night. Be careful. Be safe when you walk outside. Make sure you're wearing your mask. Make sure you're washing your hands and you're staying 6 feet social distance away from anybody in a crowd so that you don't catch the virus and you don't spread it to anybody else. So until Thursday, I say be careful and go with God. God loves you, and let's pray. DJ Papa D, let's pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible
that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Sing the song again. I want you to say something, and this will be for the beginning of the song. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? G-Money, can you hear me?
No. Hey, DJ.
G-Money. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Could you hear me before?
I heard you when you were telling me what you wanted me to say, and then you stopped talking, so I thought you were, because I didn't know.
No, I don't. Saying.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing I want you to say is, hey, DJ.
Hey, DJ.
So I want you to say it like, you know, like I just walked into the room and you had been thinking about this and you want to tell me this thing that you're thinking about. That's how I want you to say, hey, DJ.
Okay. Hey, DJ. Hey.
Okay.
Hey, DJ.
And now I want you to say, I got an idea for a song, or I have an idea for a song.
Okay. Hey, DJ, I got an idea for a song. Okay.
Okay, say it again.
I got an idea for a song.
Yeah, I don't know why you're yelling it, but
well, I'm putting emphasis on it. But you want me to just
okay.
Stay quiet?
Why?
You want me
to... I want you to say it like I just walked into a room and you saw me and you want to tell me about an idea that you've been thinking about. It, you don't have to be really excited. You just have to like, you know, hey, DJ. Like, hey, DJ, I got an idea for a song. It doesn't have to be, hey, DJ. This is not like what I wanted to ask you, what I was trying to get you to do before. This is different. Okay?
Okay. All right. Hey, DJ. I got an idea for a song.
And then I would say something like, oh, okay. No, I would say like, oh, okay. Well, let me find a beat. And so now I found a beat, and I'm playing the beat. And you have to say like, yeah, I like that beat.
Yeah, I like that beat. Yeah, I like that beat. Yeah.
Okay, one more time.
I like that beat. Yeah.
One more time.
I like that
beat. Wait. Stop. Because I'm talking over you. Every time you've said it, I've talked over you. So just pause. And then, okay, go.
Yeah, DJ, I like that beat.
Makes me want to dance.
Makes me want to dance.
Makes me want to do the, and then whatever dance you can come up with.
Makes me want to do the funky chicken.
Okay. That's cool. That's it.
All right. Hey, DJ. I got an idea for a song. Ooh, I like that beat. It makes me want to dance. Makes me want to do the funky chicken.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, it's really loud now.
Yeah, somebody just came through with a dumpster. I think they put the food in the dumpster and they're going through to side one. Because I'm by side one. So
they just
passed. I don't know if they just picked up the trash or if they just picked up the plate, but the dumpster just passed by.
But all right.
Now I just hear the machine, and that's all I hear. So are we good?
Yep.
All
Let
right.
me go ahead and end the show.
Okay.
And then you can make whatever phone calls you need to make, and we can talk later.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm going to get my phone out now so that I can –